I want to show you the good things of God today, the blessings, things that maybe you've been here with me to see. Maybe some of you haven't been here, but you're part of us. And so this is part of you. This is part of God's blessing. Okay, so this is exciting for me. And Raj worked real hard with me this week. Matter of fact, the whole team did. Can we go down memory lane? Amen? Let's look at it. In a little series called Reality Check on Fellowship Church last week. It was a little tough message, straightforward. I thought it was good, necessary. Sometimes that's the way you have to talk to the team. Amen? Remind us what we're about. We're about what? What is Fellowship Church about? It's real simple. We love and we love. And I kept it real simple. What are we not about? We're not about division and what? So, we're about loving Jesus and loving people. We're not about what? Division and gossip. We'll let some other church do that. They can have that. I don't want it. Got it? Say, amen. And I pray for other churches that ain't happening there either. But that's not what we're about. We never were. As long as I'm here, God giving me strength, never will be. Amen? It's not going to happen. Because you got to look at my mug. It's not going to be pretty. Amen. Love Jesus, love people. If today's message is anything, it's a message on what will God do with people who love Him and love people. What will God do in a ministry that dedicates Himself, even if they're scared to death, even if they have to pull trailers, even if they meet in high schools, even if they have to, you know, have services over at a sports complex center, you know? What will God do with a group of people that love Him and love people? If that's the mission. Not perfect people. We ain't perfect. Okay, so He's got screw-ups He's going to use to love Him and love people. Can He do anything? Will He bless that? Well, let's just look. Let's see. This is facts. Okay? Ain't blowing no smoke today. Okay? Smoke is going up here today, but it's going up from this place right to the throne of God. Amen. It's a sweet-smelling savor. That's what's going to happen. If some smoke's coming up today, that's the kind of smoke that's going up. Amen? Okay, that's what Isaiah and the book, the prophets tell us about glory going to the Lord. 10 years of blessing. Can you say that with me? 10 years of, yeah, praise the Lord. I like this. I got a live crowd today. That's what I'm talking about. It's all right to clap and hoop and holler right now. I'm telling you that this morning. Let's just do something for the Lord. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name. Bless the Lord. Ooh, say this part with me. O my soul, and wait a minute, and forget not all His. I'm surprised how people forget. I really am. That's a command of God right there. We're not to forget His benefits. Amen. Yes or no? That's what this message is all about, baby. I'm telling you, going to encourage your heart today. Now unto Him that's able to do exceeding abundantly above all that we ask or think according to the power that works in us. Say it with me. Unto Him be glory in the church by Christ Jesus throughout all ages, world without end. What? Amen. I love this verse. You ought to memorize it. It's one of the best verses in the Bible. Every good and perfect gift comes down from above, from the Father of lights, in whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. I tell you what, if you'll get that script and you just eat it, and you let it get down on the inside of you, listen to me, if you'll do that, I tell you what, when good things happen to you in your life, little things, it can be from a parking space to a good deal at a grocery store, you'll go, well, thank you, Jesus. Amen. I'm telling you, you start to see every good and perfect gift from Him. It ain't from you. It's from Him. You got, that's the Word, man. That's getting that Word and eating it like that. It'll change you. Amen? I'm telling you. Come on. Well, let's talk about it. Fellowship Church, the blessings, 10 years. Fellowship Church was established on November the 2nd, 2002, with about 60 launch team members dedicated to loving Jesus and loving people. Believe it or not, when we first started, I had a pulpit that was this big up here. I still got it. Bill Patterson made it for me. He's in heaven. It was on wheels. That sucker would roll. It was heavy. I mean, that thing was huge, wasn't it, Roger? If you couldn't hardly see, all you could see is my head. It was so big. Do what? Okay, it was crazy. It was crazy. But anyway, I used to wear a suit jacket like that. Amen. I'd burn it up. I'll tell you that right now. Oh mercy, it was rough. Anyway, keep going, Roger. We ain't got all day. Come on, here we go. 10 years of incredible blessings have followed.
from that day in November 10 years ago. And the greatest blessing, it's still my greatest blessing. It still is the top of my list. I say it, try to, every Sunday morning. We live in America, and we worship Jesus Christ in a public high school auditorium. Can we thank Him for that biggest blessing? Fellowship Church. I tell you what, Fellowship Church and us meeting here has encouraged me more to be a better American, to be a better citizen, to thank God where I live in my county instead of griping about my county, instead of griping about how I got it. Man, I'm telling you what, every Sunday I roll up here and I go, wow, you bless me in my great country I live in. And I love Florida and I love this county I live in where I can worship Jesus Christ in a public house. It changed my whole attitude. Y'all understand? It's incredible. We have a committed staff and pastor who have stayed with it from the get-go. Flat out. Amen. Flat out. And to some, that might not be a good thing to some folks. You know, but I'm going to tell you something. It's the way it is. Amen. I've been here for 30 years. I've watched pastors come and go, come and go, come and go, come and go. Families destroyed. Pastors' lives and families ruined. And hurt so bad by deep pain and hurt and division and strife and gossip and crap, I call it. Amen. But I thank God the staff I have, they've stood right beside me. How many have seen his head for 10 years, the back of his head for 10 years? Who can say that? Not very many people can say what I can say. Dina went away, trained somebody to take her spot while she was going up north and help with her daddy and mama's business. Because she's Greek and that's what they do. They take care of family. When family needs help, that's where they go and they go help. And she went away and I prayed a curse on her and it happened. I prayed a curse on her that she would be miserable. Were you miserable? She was absolutely miserable. And so she came back. Amen. Amen. But she worked with me 15 years prior to starting Fellowship Church. Amen. So thank God for her. Alex Christie, our administrator, and Donna's wife. She works at Walgreens, but assists him in everything he does on Sunday morning around here. They're working with our kids ministry. They do youth ministry for young families. But Alex is my right-hand guy. Nobody more important to me in my crisis that I went through of being heartbroken 2 years ago than Alex Christie right by my side every step of the way, calling me every night before I went to bed to make sure I was okay. Are you okay, Pastor, tonight before you go to sleep? Amen. I tell you what, we're blessed here, guys. Are you listening to me say, oh, are we perfect? Far from it. I'm the worst of the bunch. Okay? But the bottom line is when you folks come in from up north, you come back to the same faces that's up here doing things and seeing things. And even though things change a little here or there, but thank God for stability. Amen? And we give Him the credit for that. Like, come on, pray. We give Him the credit. Amen? Come on. We have a committed volunteer staff. Many who were part of the original team or have served for years since the start. And they've served without flinching. Can we thank God for all the volunteers? Faithful! 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 Pat Johnson back in the nursery, been there since the get-go. That lady, hey, I don't think she's ever heard me preach. 10 years. Can you imagine that? She runs a dental office every day of the week, and she comes in here and probably works harder on Sunday than she does all week at the dental office because of children. Amen? Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on! Craziness. Praise God. Oh, I could go on and on about this stuff, guys. These are blessings. I got to move. You're going to be here till 3. Come on. Here we go. Not really. We've been enabled to support mission outreach to the lost, to the hungry, to the broken, to the unborn, to the addicted, the imprisoned. Got a representative doing that for us today that we support. And we support month in and month out or go help with banquets or cookies or whatever, guys. You don't necessarily see it. But Fellowship Church is there every month supporting these ministries and missions and reaching out for the Lord's glory. Amen. And God's enabled us to do that. Amen. Come on. We've seen thousands come to Jesus Christ or recommit their lives to the Lord. Now keep in mind, we ain't bragging up here. We're bragging on God's what we're doing. Did y'all get that? Yes or no? We're bragging. If you're not used to bragging on God, that's not my problem. That's what we do. Amen. We're bragging on Him. We're telling God how grateful we are. I couldn't win anybody to Jesus. I'm pitiful. I'm pathetic. But I tell you what, the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword. It's the gospel, the power of God unto salvation. That's what does it, man. But we've seen that happen through Sunday services, through radio and our television outreach and video. We've We see it through the public school Bible clubs meeting on a weekly basis in public schools around here. We see it through high school athletics, where coaches are not ashamed of the gospel, that are right here in Fellowship Church, and they actually mentor kids and they touch kids' lives. We see it through community outreach events. One we're doing this week, Safe Walk. We do the parades. We do the chamber expos. Oh, it's crazy stuff that we do. We do expos at schools where we go in and present, line up with businesses right next to them, and we look like crazy people, but we believe in what we're doing as well. And through community outreach events, through our own personal witness, that's the biggest thing. You guys are out there witnessing your faith, sharing your faith, putting it on a car, putting it on your shirt, putting it on your head. Amen. Billboards, signs, banners at public high school auditoriums or ball fields, places like that. That's about reaching people. You understand? Amen. That's how God has blessed us. Thing we have ever needed to operate and outreach this ministry to our community. Say it with me. God has provided, redefined print, without borrowing a what? A penny. It's incredible. And all these things I mentioned cost money, 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 money. But thank God I had a big-time preacher years ago. His church runs 20,000. Gary, it doesn't matter how big you ever get. It's only zeros. Because at the end of the month, they ain't got nothing left either. You understand? Say, it's all about whatever it takes. You do it, you give it, you put it right back in there, and you reach people. Amen? And that's what we've been doing for the glory of God. We've been able to maintain a good reputation, testimony, and enjoy the favor of so many of our community leaders over 10 years. Listen, when I walk into a room, I don't walk in like, uh-oh. Hi. When I walk into a room, I walk in like this. How y'all doing? Good to see you today. Amen. Pastor Gary Clark, Fellowship Church, Inglewood, Florida. How things going? Hey, because we have a good reputation. Okay? Doesn't mean everybody likes us. I understand that. But I got friendships with lost people in this community. Hey, Christian people in this community, I'm pleased at what I do for a living. You understand? I'm glad to be the pastor of Fellowship Church. I'm glad you're in my life. I'm proud of my staff. I'm glad at what we do around here. Not ashamed at all. You understand? That's a good thing. You should hold your head up too. Amen. Come on. God's blessed us, man. Are you kidding me? Any good we do, or any good that is said about us ever, say it with me, God gets all the credit. Amen? That's who we are. And God will bless that if you love Him and you love people. Come on. The blessing of Fellowship Church, of God on Fellowship Church. Now, this is really important, guys. This is real. Why are you doing this today, Pastor? Well, I'm doing it for a couple of reasons. I want you to see 10 years of blessing. And I also want you to see what we're doing out there is that mission. Look at what we're trying to do. Fellowship Church is trying to become a permanent part or mission of the greater Inglewood community. That's what we're trying to do. We're trying to become a permanent part of this community. Y'all hear what I just say? Yes or no? Very few churches in the last 30 years, hardly any have been built in our community. A couple of smaller churches came in. But for the most part, we don't have any. You understand? I don't know if y'all know it or not. The Methodist Church is 100 years old. Y'all know that or not? 100 years old. Used to meet at the Green Street Little Church Museum down there in the old town. Okay? Baptist Church, about 50 years old down the road. So what we've been trying to do is become a what? A permanent part. What does that mean? That means we're trying to do something that 100 years from now, maybe somebody will stand up and say, you know that Fellowship Church down there has been here 100 years. Preaching the gospel, reaching people for Christ. Amen? Do you understand? What we're doing is not easy. Do you understand the mission? But to continue every week to serve the Lord, to roll, the fellowship hasn't changed in 10 years, guys, to be honest with you. We still roll trailers in every Sunday. But instead of one, now we got three. You understand? Okay? It's still that mobile church. We meet at the Lemon Bay High School Auditorium. We still have communion over on River Road. We still have men's prayer breakfast, different locations, mainly down at the property now. We baptize at the beach. Y'all listening? Say, we still pay county bills, county to use this room, county to do this, county to do that. County. That's what we do. We're trying to become a permanent what? part of the community. And I want you to see how God has helped us. Okay? It was a vision. It was a hope. We could either just do this, and there's nothing wrong with what we're doing. We're doing a great job. It's incredible what we're doing here. It's phenomenal. We have a crusade every Sunday. I love it. Amen. Okay? But to become a permanent part, something else has to be happening at the same time. And that's what we've been doing. I'm going to give you a little history. 2004, we purchased 11 acres in the bullseye of Rotunda. Okay? How many remember what the economy was like in 2004? If you don't remember, I'll give you a little heads up. Houses were going up. The market started going crazy. Real estate doubled and even tripled. Do you remember? That land, where could we build? It was very difficult to find a spot. A real estate agent who was a friend of mine come and heard me preach a good bit. He said to me, the developer, the man who owns all the property, vacant lots, commercial land, the developer in Rotunda, has land down there. It's valued at $1.2 million. I believe we can get it for $600,000. He talked to him, arranged the deal for $600,000. That was a very good thing. We had $25,000. Say 25. 25. We had 25. The Lord woke me up in a sleep. Whether you want to believe it or not, it happened. Okay? Okay? And it woke me up with a scripture. You have not because you ask not. From the book of James. I told the real estate agent, I want to meet with the owner. He said, well, you don't meet with the owner. That's what I do. That's my job. I'm a real estate agent. You don't go meet with the owner to try to make a deal. That's my job. I said, well, I need to meet with him. Well, we'll see what I can do. But the guy's a developer. He's in Arizona. He's in Dallas. He's hardly ever in the area. He sets up the meeting. Good. Thank you. Took a few months, I think, to get the meeting. We go to the meeting. Why am I telling you this? Because it's a blessing. Amen. Say. Okay? We go to the meeting. I go to the meeting. I get there and meet at the real estate agent's office first. He's a friend of mine. Former football player. He looks at me, he says, Gary, you can't bully this guy. Okay? I'm like, who, me? I'm not going to do that. Matter of fact, I said, look, I'm having this meeting because the Lord laid it on my heart, and if you can't handle it, then you stay here and I'll go to the meeting. He said, no, I'll go, we're fine. So we go to his office, the developer of Rotunda. Not a committee, the developer of Rotunda. Gary Littlestar. We go into his office, very lovely office. He leaves the French door open. We sit there and talk. I tell him only a crazy man would do what I'm doing. Starting a new church, trying to build a church. 9 out of 10 new churches fail. I told him. I told him how I got saved, how my mama was a drunk, how she trusted Christ. I told him about the passion that I had for our community. He started crying. He walked over, shut the French door. I looked at him. I said, sir, I'm not asking for something for nothing. Because if you do that, I won't appreciate it. I know me. And he looked at me. He said, well, how does $200,000 sound? I thought we'd maybe save 50. I did. I thought maybe 600 to 550. Because that's 50 grand. That's double what I had. But he dropped that price from 600,000 to $200,000 when the market was soaring. Amen? Praise the Lord for that with me. Would you do that? Come on. Huh! It's incredible! You know? And I, matter of fact, told, how many remember me telling you before I had the meeting I was going to have this meeting? Can I see your hand? All right. I said this to you. If you don't pray for me, you have no part. And y'all prayed. Amen? That's just one of the blessings. Well, how long is it going to take to get the building built? Well, brother, let me tell you something. To become a permanent part of a community when something ain't been done in a long time ain't the easiest thing to do. I don't know if y'all know that or not yet. Amen? And this is the Lord's work. Let's keep looking. 2004, we had 4 lots. 1, 2, 3, 4 big lots. But there's a road running in the middle. We knew it when we bought it. But it was an unfinished road. But usually what they do when you buy something like that, they make you finish that road, and you're going to have a road down the middle of your property, even though basically it's a dead end, but it's still a road. So we petitioned the county, spent probably $25,000 with DMK Associates to put together stuff for us. And we presented it to the Zoning Commission. The Zoning Commission voted against us. They said, no, we don't think you should get that land. That's when the county, in my view, was being selfish. They buying up Murdoch. Come and remember all that. So y'all remember Murdoch Village and all that, buying everything and everybody, everything, everybody, everybody. Remember all that? And that just sits there with grass growing up in the street. Y'all remember that, yes or no? Okay? Well, that's when we were petitioning at a not a good time. And so they voted against us. So then Alex was with me. I think a few others may have been there. We went before the county commissioners. And our thing comes up. And the Zoning Commission makes their recommendation not to give that land to Fellowship Church. And a county commissioner who lived in our area and represented us, a lady, said, I agree with the Zoning Commission, even though, Pastor, I like you in Fellowship Church. I've been to your church. I think you're doing a good thing. And I'm like, I didn't say that, but that's the way I'm feeling. Ugh. And so she voted against us, recommended. I make a motion that Fellowship Church don't get the, does not get the land. All in favor say aye. Not one of the five said aye. Up on that bohump bus stand there. How many like, you didn't hear these stories, but you like them. Can I tell you? Okay. Isn't that good? That's who you are. That's who God is. Amen? Yeah, and then so I think it was Mac Horton. I need to go back and look, but I'm not sure it was. And a commissioner piped up and said, well, I think we ought to give the church the land. And the other five, all in favor say aye. All five and abstain. And we got it. Amen? So I want you to see that. Praise God with me this morning. Come on, one more time. Come on, come on. We're walking. I got lots to do today. I ain't going to make it. 2005, site work and engineering began. DMK. People I've known. 2007, we hired a firm, builds the most beautiful churches in America. Not just so much beautiful, but contemporary, large. They have the sloped floor. It's just different. David Shanks, architect, right out of downtown Dallas. We hired them in 2007. In 2007, we got approval from Southwest Florida Water Management District called Swift Mud. I know this might be boring you. I hope it's not. Swift Mud. You cannot build anything on any land without seeing if it's a wetland. And how about these little boogers? Scrub jays. Did you know lots of land? Be careful in Rotunda and East Englewood when you buy lots because they could have scrub jays on them and your land is useless. Did you know that? Yes or no? Absolutely. There was also other little critters we had to look for. Gopher turtles. Remember that? We had 9 of them. And if you can just pick those suckers up, this is honest to God true, if you can pick them up and put them somewhere else, and they're happy as a lark. But that's illegal. So instead, we got to put a study together. Blah, 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 blah. Costs $1,500 a turtle to move each one of them suckers. $15,000 just to move some turtles. This is part of it, guys. See, a lot of you, when you think, when a building going to get done? You didn't know there were no turtles, did you? Okay? But we got Swift Mud approval. And by the way, everything was paid for in full every step of the way. Amen. Praise the Lord. Giving God credit today. All the credit. 2009, we made general contractor agreement with Zirkelbach Construction in 2009. Okay? So we're ready to build. Wait a minute. That was after much negotiation. That's where the real bullying took place. From different builders to different builders to different builders, and we made a decision, and we believe saved hundreds of thousands, if not at least $1 million by making the decision we made. 2009, we purchased office facilities right in the middle of Englewood. The economy had tanked. The fellow who had owned those, we were renting from him. He'd been very good to us, giving us to us for nothing almost, our rent. He went belly up. It was a good time to get it. So we got our offices right in the middle of Englewood and garages to keep stuff. Paid in full. God gets all the credit. Amen. Praise God. Amen. Been serving. 2009, an additional 3 acres, the only acreage that we did not have, came available. It really didn't come available. I asked a real estate agent, It's a friend of mine. Another one. I said, would you call so-and-so on that land, research it? He wanted $750,000 for it. He was building 36 condominiums. Had all the everything was done, all the ready to go. That ain't happening. $350,000. That's better. Then I met with him. Maybe 6-8 months, a year passed. I don't know. A little time passed. I met with him at the corner of Bonita Beach Road and 41 at Perkins. $175,000. That's good. That's still too much. It's a bad economy. Haven't you seen the economy? I called him later after a while. $135,000. And God gets all the credit. I talked to Jessica Menzel. She's a broker of her own company here at Inglewood. I was talking to her about it one day. She said, I know that guy. How about you give me a crack at it? No commission, no nothing, because she loves the Lord, loves us. Amen. Part of us. She ended up getting it $127,500. So we got it. Amen. Right there. An additional 3 acres of land. Not 36 condos on top of us. And all those oak trees were going to get mulled over. Amen? And those are beautiful oak trees out there. They're old. So this is how it happened. Paid in full. God gets the credit. Roger, I'm trying to roll. I know it's tough. The building phase, 2009, we got approved by the Rotunda Architectural Review Committee. Probably 10 months to a year, back and forth, 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 till finally Alan Zirkelbart had to bring a lawyer to the table. To build in the middle of that circle. Amen? That's reality, guys. We had to give in. We wanted to build a children's wing as part of what we're doing. We lost a good year of time. The economy was really low. It would have cost us a lot less to build if we could have got out of the gate pretty quick. We lost a good solid year because of this back and forth. Finally, we had to give in and say, we won't build the children's wing right now. You know why they didn't want us to build the children's wing? Because they didn't think we could do it. They said, we don't believe you can do it. Amen? Last time I checked, we're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Last time I checked, that's what we're doing, guys. I'm telling you, it's encouraging, guys. Come on. Just opening it up here today. 2009, Charlotte County, utility impact fees. That's the privilege for you to flush a toilet. They're not doing anything but to give you the right to hook up to their water. To $110,000. Alex and I go, pitch a fit. They came up with some kind of thing while we're sitting there. Got it reduced to $50,000. I think it's still $50,000 too much. It's insanity. In my view, quote me. But we agreed. But that was a big savings, and we thank God for it. Amen? Here's another one. The Inglewood Fire District. Just for the right for us to call them. When the fire is fire, you know, when the fire's going. $50,000 impact fee to the fire department. That's the most insane thing I've ever heard of in my life. Did y'all hear me or not? Say. And we got sprinklers in the building. And we got fire hydrants that we got to put in everything. Gonna pay them $50,000, not for doing anything, just for their right to be able to build in this beautiful community. I laid out a plan how that was not right. The fire chief that we met. There's no way to argue this mess. It's just the way it is wrong. And so he said, well, let me look at it. So instead of doing it just for us, the Inglewood Fire District rolled back all their impact fees back to where it was years ago so that anybody building churches, commercial, houses, anything is paying reasonable fees and not this crazy mess. Amen? So let's praise the Lord for that. Amen? That happened. Amen? Really important, and I got to hush, but we're getting somewhere. I'm sorry these blessings are so great. 2010, the actual building permit to build Fellowship Church was approved by Charlotte County in June of 2010. So we got an actual building permit. Whoo, can we praise the Lord? Come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on, come on. Oh, what a ride. Amen? And it might sound like I'm upset with the county. I'm not upset with the county, but guys, that's just the way it is. okay? But we've had to do it. But God was with us all the way. Amen? Now I want you to see how far we've come in 28 months. Say 28 months. 28 months. 28 months. We're trying to become a permanent fixture in this community so that when you and I are dead and gone, there's still a church that's preaching the gospel of Jesus Christ with a mission of loving Jesus and loving people. Amen? All right. So here we go. Look how far in 28 months from that June of that permit. I want you to see it. Go ahead, Raj. And everything you see, by the way, is what? And everything you see, if we would have borrowed the money for all you see, Fellowship Church would have a monthly payment of $30,000, $20,000 going to interest, $10,000 going to principal for 30 years. Look at it. Our God is an awesome God. 28 months. Right there. Paid for. Debt free. Praise the Lord. He gets the credit. Is that fun or what, guys? Say, well, it's taking so long. I just love that. I love that, guys. Now let's talk. Here we go. I know it's quarter till 12. Hang on. This is important, guys. If you're going to build something permanent for the glory of God, man, we got to have a little talk. Amen? I want you to back it up. Back it up. Right here. I'll see that wall right there. Back right there. Right there. When the rains come, and we saw it happen this summer, wind blows, and it hits on this corner, and it catches this water. And it runs down that corner of that building, right there in that corner. And it started to erode the corner of that building. Okay? You understand with me? So far, so good? Okay? So, the builder talked to me. So, we actually had to dig down deep around there, and we actually poured a little slab there. So that when the rain runs down that building, it's hitting concrete, and it's splashing out. You understand? And he said, it'd be good to not plant something there. We could either concrete the whole thing or we could put a rock garden there. Okay? So we decided to do that. We're going to put some rock there. Okay? You see that big rock? That's the corner of the building. How many knows your Bible tells you that Jesus is your cornerstone? Did you know that's what the Bible said? Amen? When rains come in your life and things start to get a little eroded and start to get a little shaky for you, I want you to just remember Him as your cornerstone and you can make it. Amen? How about that? We put a big rock there. It sits there right now. That rock represents that Jesus Christ is our cornerstone. Amen? He's our cornerstone right there on the corner of that building. Okay? Number one, in the Bible, you're going to see it here in just a second. I'm going to give you a little Bible lesson, but not much because we're out of time. But you got to have some Bible now. But all this has been stuff glorifying God today. Amen? There's 12 stones. You see those bigger ones? Not the little guys. There's 12 bigger stones. And in the Old Testament, God told them to take stones, 12 stones, and mark different things as a memorial to me that I did it, that you could tell your kids later. Amen? So that's why those are there. See them? In these bags are smaller stones. They're rocks. And they've been put in these bags for you today. And I'm asking you to take a bag with you today, home. And thank God for His blessing on our ministry. But also, maybe set it on your table. And for 1 week, or a place that you can see it. And for 1 week, how about you just occasionally, you thank God for what He's done in your life. How about thinking that you live in a country where you get a chance to go vote in 9 days? How about that? Amen? Aren't you glad for that? Come on. Yeah, America. America, baby. That's where you live. But thank the Lord. That's why I need these stones back. Why do I need them back? That's us. We're going to fill it in. We're going to fill that in next Sunday. Amen? Bring your stone back after the message next Sunday. Yeah, you're going to carry your little stone with you to church? Amen? Also, if you would like, it's fine with me if you do this on one side only. One side only. You can write a scripture. You can write a scripture verse. you can write a praise to the Lord. Okay? What you can't do is write your name. God gets all the credit. Okay? And if we see one with your name on it, we won't do it right there while you're there, but later in the night or something, we're going to come and throw it in a dumpster. Amen? Or we'll get some and try to rub that mess off. I don't know how we can do it, but would you just do us a favor? Let's give God all the credit and the glory. Amen? Come on. Can we do that? Come on. Come on. Amen? So we're going to have us a good time. So we want you to grab one of these on your way out. You got some bags right here. You got some in the back. They can weigh anywhere from 3 pounds to 6 pounds or something like that. One per family, please. One per family. If you would do that for us and bring it back. If you say, Pastor, I can't be back. I can't bring my stone back. Well, then you ain't taking one. Amen. Say, Mary Ann Jordan wanted to take her stone home with her. I said, Mary Ann, you ain't getting her stone. Not at all. Amen. Come on. Here we go. 10 years of God's blessing deserves a memorial of gratitude lest we forget. And so hopefully years to come, people will go, oh, look at all this concrete. Don't they look good? What's them rocks over there? And hopefully somebody will be alive to tell them all the blessings we saw today. Amen. Say, come on. It didn't just get there. Keep looking. Real fast now, Raj. Stones. There were 10 spies, Joshua the son of Nun and Caleb the son of Jephthah, which were of them that searched the land. There were 12 spies that went out to see if the Israelites could take the land. God said they could. He said, it's yours. Go get it. And Joshua and Caleb said, we can do it. 10 said, we can't do it. They're big. They're giants. There's no way we can do it. There's no way we can do it. There's no way. And they got all the people upset and depressed. Everybody felt like losers. But Joshua and Caleb said, we can do it. We can do it, guys. God gave us this land. We're bigger because He's with us. We can do this. And you know what the people did? The people were going to pick up stones and kill, guess who? Joshua and Caleb. The ones that believed were going to get what? Killed by the ones that didn't believe. Well, guess what happened? Ticked God off. The Bible says without faith it's impossible to please me. That's what God says in His Word. Ticked God off. Guess what? He said 40 years you're going to wait. Matter of fact, everybody died except guess who? Somebody take a wild guess. Joshua and Caleb. Because they had what? Faith and believed. Amen? 40 years later, they're all dead, 2 old men. Sticking with it. God says to Joshua, there shall not any man be able to stand before you all the days of your life. As I was with Moses, I'm going to be with you. I'll not fail you. I'll not forsake you. You be strong and of a good courage. For unto this people you will divide for an inheritance of the land which I swore unto their fathers to give them. Only you be strong and very courageous, that you may observe to do all of the law which Moses my servant commanded, that you don't turn from the right hand or to the left, that you may prosper wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart out of your mouth, but you'll meditate on this book day and night, that you may observe to do according to all that's written therein. For then thou shalt make your way prosperous, and then thou shalt have what? Good success. Have not I commanded you? Be strong and of good courage. Don't be afraid, neither be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. We will prosper. Say that with me. Say this one. We will what? We'll succeed, guys. Amen? I believe it. And Joshua chapter 3 said unto the children of Israel, come here and hear the words of the Lord your God. And Joshua said, hereby you shall know that the living God's among you, and that He will without fail drive out from before you the Canaanites, the Hittites, the Hivites, the Perizzites, the Girgashites, the Amorites, and the Jebusites. Behold, the ark of the covenant of the Lord of all the earth passes over before you unto Jordan. Now therefore take 12 men out of the tribes of Israel, out of every man a tribe or a man. And it shall come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests that bear the ark of the Lord of all the earth, shall rest in the Jordan River. They had to cross the Jordan to get into the other land. And over there was the enemy. But there was this river they had to cross first. They had to get through that river. God said, I'm going to dry up that river.
it'll come to pass as soon as the soles of the feet of the priests are bearing the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord of all the earth shall rest the waters of the Jordan. That the waters of the Jordan shall be cut off from the waters that come down from above, and they shall stand up like a heap. And it came to pass when the people removed from their tents to pass over Jordan, and the priests bearing the Ark of the Covenant before the people, and as they bare the Ark, they were coming to the Jordan, and the feet of the priests that bare the Ark were dipped in the brim of the water. For Jordan overflowed all its banks at this time of harvest. That the waters which came down from above stood and rose up as a what? Heap from very far from the city Adam, which is beside Zeratan. And those that came down toward the sea of the plain, even the salt sea, failed and were cut off. And the people passed, say it with me, over right against Jericho. Keep looking. And the priests that bare the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord stood firm on dry ground in the midst of the Jordan. I love that line. And all the Israelites passed over on dry ground until all the people were passed. It's a good southern word. Say it with me. Clean over Jordan. What mean these stones? So what happened there? I don't have time to preach. What happened? The Jordan River stood between them and taking the land. Really, them and going and fighting at Jericho. Remember? And God dried up the Jordan, and they walked across on dry ground. But wait a minute, something happened. What mean these stones? It came to pass when all the people were clean passed over that the Lord spoke unto Joshua. He said, take you 12 men, say 12, out of the people, out of every tribe a man, and command you them, saying, take you hence out of the midst of a Jordan, out of the place where the priest's feet stood firm. What? 12? And you shall carry them over with you and leave them in the lodging place where you shall lodge this night. Then Joshua called the 12 men whom had prepared the children of Israel out of every tribe of man. And Joshua said unto them, pass over before the ark of the Lord your God into the midst of the Jordan. Take you up every man of you a stone upon his what? According unto the number of the tribes of the children of Israel, that this may be a sign among you, that when your children ask their fathers in time to come, saying, what mean ye by these stones? Then you shall answer them, that the waters of Jordan were cut off before the Lord, before the Ark of the Covenant of the Lord, when it passed over Jordan. The waters of the Jordan were cut off, and these stones shall be unto the children of Israel forever. And the children of Israel did so as Joshua commanded. They took up 12 stones out of the midst of the Jordan, as the Lord spoke unto Joshua, according to the number of the tribes of the children of Israel. And he carried them over with them unto the place. And Joshua set up 12 stones in the midst of the Jordan, in the place where the feet of the priests which bare the Ark of the Covenant stood. And they're there to this day. What are those stones about that we see there when we see that corner? These stones are going to remind us that God does what seems what? Impossible. You need that. I need that in our life to look at. Chapter 4. That all the people of the earth might know the hand of the Lord, that it is mighty, that you might fear the Lord your God forever. We put together the Conqueror's Creed back about maybe 9 months ago. Say it with me. God will not. Say it one more time. God will not. That's what those stones are about. I felt abandoned, but God never left me. Amen. Be a conqueror. Only be you strong and very courageous, the Bible says. 10 years of blessing. God has blessed Fellowship Church. Are we done, buddy? 10 years of blessing. So now you know why you're getting a stone. You know it wasn't some just crazy, kooky idea Clark came up with. No. We needed it because of the rain, because of what happens. It gets washed out, so we put the concrete in. And you know what? I think we need to say something to the Lord. Amen? And thank Him for all He's done for us on our 10th anniversary. So this is something from the Scriptures. I think it's a great idea, and you get to be a part of it. Amen? Praise the Lord. Let's thank you for the 10 years of blessing. Come on! That's what I'm talking about.